This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live version of Free Talk Live, and you can tell because things aren't going exactly right in the studio right now. Had some kind of power outage here just before we went on the air, so I don't see music. We might not have video, but if you can hear me, clearly we're doing a radio program. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave is sitting in the seat over here for the first time, and Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jay, you brought in a story from, I guess there's a politician out here. That this is the first time I've heard this guy's name, but I guess he's come out against cryptocurrencies in the past, but he more or less endorsed Bitcoin.
Well, I think he endorsed Bitcoin, but he went out how it's a threat to basically the U.S. dollar, how it's a threat to the power of the United States. This is a U.S. Democrat Congressman Brad Sherman. Has urged his colleagues to consider banning Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies due to the threat they pose to U.S. international financial power, saying Bitcoin needs to be nipped in the bud. There's a great...
We're beyond the buddy stage, pal. Bitcoin hit $20,000 per unit. I remember when it was less than a buck.
And he continues on to, he's as a congressman, he's testifying, trying to urge the rest of his colleagues.
Sure, they tend to be a little late on to the party as usual.
An awful lot of our international powers come from the fact that the U.S. dollar is standard unit of international finance and transactions, Sherman said at the meeting of the House Financial Services Committee last week. Clearing through the New York Fed is critical for major oil and other transactions. It is the announced purpose of the supporters of cryptocurrency to take that power away from us, to put us in a position where the most significant sanctions we have against Iran, for example, would become irrelevant. So this guy had just in front of Congress as a congressman has reinforced everything I've been saying literally since I've understood, got a good grasp on Bitcoin, which I'm going to say is about 5 or 6 years ago, where I actually understood how Bitcoin is basically gold, as far as I'm concerned, and it has some
similarities to gold.
Well, I think it's better than gold because I can actually use it. You know, as an activist, I've been trying to use precious metals literally for ever since I was a teenager for 25 years,
yeah.
And I can't. It just don't work. And Bitcoin, cryptocurrency in general, gives us that option. Now, this is where I have these crypto tip things in my pocket right now. I got a couple of them that I printed up last week. And my little phrase on there is, help neuter the war machine, you know, use crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly, I mean, it's like this guy's been listening to me and all my friends talking about, you know, why we should use Bitcoin if you don't like war, if you don't like, you know, big, powerful government. It goes back to Davy Barker's Bitcoin Not Bombs promotion that
yep.
was, you
yep.
know,
that's what convinced me early on with cryptocurrencies is that, well, you know, if the government isn't creating Bitcoin isn't in charge of creating the currency, then it's going to be less able to prosecute its wars all over.
Yes. And just in case I didn't mention it yet, this article comes from Forbes.
Okay.
And it was published today. According to the Forbes website here. It goes on to say, Bitcoin allows its users to move value around the world beyond the sight and reach of governments and law enforcement. It is often criticized for its ability to help terrorists,
yeah,
criminals, and tax evaders.
Yeah, they love to talk about the criminality or whatever of Bitcoin, but criminals and terrorists use the U.S. dollar far more often than they're using Bitcoin.
And they don't want to use Bitcoin. There's a Max Kaiser had a thing on a few weeks ago where he had talked about somebody was interviewing a DEA agent, and a DEA agent said, it would be great if all the criminals used Bitcoin to do their drug trafficking because it would make his job super easy
yeah.
because the Bitcoin blockchain is a public ledger. We don't know who's got, you know, briefcases full of cash and trading them around or whatever. And in fact, even in the modern banking system, the legacy banking system, we literally, you and I, Mark, we can't track transactions between Wells Fargo Bank and HSBC, or, you know, Joe Sixpack and, you know, and whoever, because that is all like a private ledger, that is all a centralized ledger that only people with certain access can look at. And even the DEA has a hard time using those kind of things. And then, of course, cash and, you know, and other physical things that you just trade amongst yourself, and barter, and silver and gold and things like that. Even diamonds are better than Bitcoin for doing things that you want to keep anonymous. Bitcoin is not anonymous. So the whole fallacy that, you know, the anti-freedom, you know, crowd wants to bring out, that Bitcoin is, you know, for all these, you know, purposes of doing illegal activities, is just totally false.
Right. If they really want to see, they get to see every transaction. They don't get to necessarily see who has done that transaction, but they get to see every transaction on the Bitcoin network. This is true for Bitcoin Cash. Now, there are things called mixers, which can help you to obscure some of your activities. But all in all, crypto may not be the best way to go for anybody who's trying to hide their activities.
Right. And, you know, Monero suggested, but I personally don't know enough about how Monero works to know that. I have this feeling that, you know, anything that's done digitally, you know, it's all data mined, it's data pooled, and then technology, you know, can be advanced in a couple of years to would make, you know, Monero transactions or something, you know, probably trackable, but maybe not now, but maybe in the future. I'm not sure. Going on with this story here from Forbes, Brad Sherman goes on. So whether to disempower our foreign policy, our tax collection, or enforcement of traditional laws, the advantage of crypto over sovereign currency is solely to aid in the disempowerment of the United States and a rule of law. I wouldn't call the Federal Reserve note a sovereign currency. Technically, the Federal Reserve note is just a coupon for a U.S. dollar. So Sherman, he just sounds like he's just a pro-government stooge.
Sure.
That's, you know, going about this. Sherman, who has previously called Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies a crock, added, the U.S. should prevent people from buying or mining cryptocurrencies. So he obviously doesn't understand that you can't stop people from doing mathematical equations. Is really the bottom line. The article continues.
That's what he wants, though. He wants people to stop being able to use computers to do stuff.
Yeah, his lobbyists want people to stop using computers. In fact, this guy Sherman, I wonder how much Bitcoin he was holding when I was listening to him, because you got to go to YouTube and just play the clip. It is like the greatest sales pitch ever.
Right. I mean, more or less, he's just saying it's anonymous and it's fungible, it's peer to peer, it's a variety of things that we all say about it all the time.
What he did is he provided the recipe of how to take down the global fiat system as it exists today,
right?
Exclusively the U.S. dollar. All these fiats are falling. The way I look at fiat currencies, whether it's Bolivar,
government currency,
right?
Yeah.
Government fiat currency is basically a government currency that is enforced by the barrels of guns of such goons. The way I look at these fiat currencies, whether it's the U.S. dollar, the euro, the Bolivar, whatever, any of them, I look at them as a bunch of runners running towards cliffs. And, you know, one runner says USD, another runner says, you know, euro on his shirt, another runner says yuan, another runner says, you know, just name a fiat. And they all have a rope tied to each other, and they're running towards a cliff. And it doesn't matter which one goes over the cliff first. And as far as I'm concerned, some of them, the Bolivar has already gone over the cliff.
Yeah, the Bolivar has gone over the cliff. Whatever, the Zimbabwe dollar went over the cliff. I mean, it doesn't, they don't all pull, you know, just because one goes over the cliff doesn't mean they all go down. But it puts pressure on them.
It puts pressure on them. And as soon as these other fiats start going over the cliff, it's the bigger ones, you know, like the dollar or the euro or some of the other, major ones, the rest of it's going to cascade really quick. So And
it's
Bitcoin's
not good.
Helping it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's not good for the military-industrial complex and the big bankers and the people who hold fiat. That's why you got to get your crypto.
It's not going to necessarily be good for, you know, just sort of the general American person if they're not ready for it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Coming to you live, and we are live. As you can tell, if you've been listening to that first segment, man, the universal power supply, UPS, uninterrupted power supply, I don't know what the heck it is, it basically crapped out just before the show started, and all the power.
I think it's only like a month old too. It's like a brand new one because it started beeping, a few months ago, and Ian bought a new one.
The wonders of modern conveniences, you know.
Yep.
Anyway, it's Mark with you.
Hi, I'm Silver Dave.
And Jay.
And you are welcome to call in any night of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's between 1900 and 2200 hours Eastern time, we are here on the air on Free Talk Live. And, Jay, you're reading a story about a politician. All I'm remembering about his name is Brad Sherman.
That's correct. He's a Democrat from L.A.
A Democrat from Los Angeles,
yes.
California?
Yeah,
okay.
Los Angeles, yep.
And he's got a little bee in his bonnet about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin especially.
Right. So obviously the lobbyists that influence him, because that's the only way congressmen work as far
before
as
we go
concerned.
On, I'd like to bring this segment to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the website where you can go find out about this this divisive and state-destroying technology known as cryptocurrency. I'm of the opinion that Bitcoin Cash is a bit more destructive than Bitcoin, the old Bitcoin is, but and I think Bitcoin.com feels the same way. So go check it out. Bitcoin.com, they've got great news, and it's like a wallet. You can get free cryptocurrency there, everything you want. Bitcoin.com.
A friend of mine made a Bitcoin transaction the other day, and he was telling me about this today a little bit, and I think it was like, I don't know. It was like $4 or something, and I don't know if his wallet was set on, like, you know, giving the miners like a high priority so it would go quick, and he wasn't sure either. But and then I said, "Oh, I just I sent some Bitcoin Cash, and it was like less than a penny, and my amount of Bitcoin Cash I had sent was, you know, about the same as his, you know, $4 Bitcoin thing." So that goes to show you right now. You know, the Bitcoin transactions are kind of high. Bitcoin's, gone up quite a bit the past couple of weeks. So,
Transactions on the network are happening. It's not like no one was warned of this. We knew it was going to occur. But for whatever reason, the folks over at Blockstream that run Bitcoin.com or Bitcoin didn't want to deal with that. And that's why Free Talk Live and Bitcoin.com have been warning you that the technology known as BTC is a little scary these days.
Right. And what's scary about it is when, you go do a Bitcoin transaction. This is what's scary for me. So somebody says he's going to send me $150 in Bitcoin because whatever, I'm going to sell him something. And so when they do it in Bitcoin Cash, I mean, it just happens right away. That's what he was concerned about. He called me up because it was taking a long time. And then I'm like, well, did you have it on a high priority or whatever? And, oh, I don't know. And how much was the transaction fee? And he looked, he's like, $4. Oh, what the heck? You're the one who told me this is, pennies to send,
It was, back in the day.
This is one of my buddies that every time he plays with his crypto wallet and something seems
like
a little fishy. His technical support.
Sure.
But he's also my buddy. So, it's fine. I don't mind having these conversations with people. To get back into the article and recap it a little bit, I don't know how much of the first segment didn't get out to everybody due to the technical difficulties, but this Brad Sherman basically says that Bitcoin is literally going to destroy the financial power of the United States. And he also states in his congressional testimony, if you Google or YouTube search Brad Sherman Bitcoin, that the people who like Bitcoin, guys like me, have been saying that it's going to destroy the state, and that's what I have been saying.
Yeah.
I have been saying, let's stop this evil machine. Let's neuter the war machine. Ever since fractional reserve banking has been put upon, consistently, via the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the United States has been a perpetual war machine.
And this is a question that I've kind of always wondered to myself. As a U.S. citizen, have I benefited from the fact that the United States dollar somehow became the world's reserve currency? Or am I just as much of a victim of it all as pretty much everybody everywhere else in the world?
Well,
there's certainly some aspects that we can be clear on, right? Like you can look at World War II. When the government wanted to build more bombs and planes and things like that, they said, buy war bonds.
Right.
in 2003, when George Bush was asked, what can we do to support the war effort in Iraq? He said, go shopping.
Yeah, and that's absolutely correct.
So what he was referring to is to increase the velocity of money, is what he was trying to say.
Increase the creation of money, because every time you sign a mortgage or ask for a loan, swipe a card,
so there's a debt
check,
component.
It literally creates this money out of thin air, and this is what fractional reserve banking is. This is what us Ron Paulers learned about. Ron Paul taught me and millions of others, is that every time that we create a debt, as a private citizen, as a corporation, whether you're swiping a credit card or applying for a loan, money is created out of thin air, and it increases the credit line of the United States corporation. And we know, we just look at, you know, the past few years, several years, that about half of the budget has gone towards defense, and defense has now become offense, such as killing people on the other side of the world, destabilizing nations that do not want to participate in our fiat currency.
I was just asking,
what's going on.
Just talking to a friend about it today, talking about the U.S. debt, $22 trillion, and sort of asking the question, if you realize that the debt has been around with us at the very latest, Andrew Jackson. At the earliest, the inception of the country, but at the latest, Andrew Jackson. That means that every war that's occurred since Andrew Jackson till now, there's been some of that debt is carried over from that war, and all of the interest from that debt also counts as war debt. And I'd say also any veterans benefits count as war debt too, because you wouldn't have to provide benefits to somebody who wasn't off in a war generally. You know, very few veterans will have limbs blown off if they're not out fighting, right?
Yeah, it if they're stateside, you know, just training and exercising, you might have a couple casualties.
You'll have some.
But most likely.
And they deserve benefits.
Sure.
Absolutely. Dave, you're a veteran, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct, Mark.
Yeah. What did you do in the military?
I was a Green Beret in the Army Special Forces.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was something like that. So, you know, you've got this, all that debt that was, has compiled up since 1812 or something. And how much of the debt that we currently have is war, based on war and, these foreign things that are going on that the United States is doing. And probably, Dave, to some extent, the battles that are fought that we never even hear about, that still gets logged in there, right?
So, I mean, my military experience is what made me a libertarian.
Right.
And I don't really like to associate myself with one particular category, so I cautiously say libertarian, even though that's probably the closest way. But, you know, my experience, I watched as, you know, the government actually goes out of their way to waste money as much as possible, because that's how they can cook the books and make more private profits for individual private interests.
I'd like to hear about some of this government money wasting that you saw while you were in the Green Berets, because it's always fascinating stories. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. And you can call us and tell us your government money wasting stories. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation to address the crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hire 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000 person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
Get out. That's the message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran.
Alabama's Republican governor at KIV has signed an abortion ban into law. The measure makes Alabama one of the most pro-life states in the country, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. The number is 855-450-3733. I think you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com, but I'm not entirely sure. So you go to discord.freetalklive.com and hopefully that will work for you. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay.
And Dave, you're going to tell us here in short order about spending in the military and how wasteful it is. I want to real quickly go to the phones and get Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just want to say that we're going to build a roundabout here, a new one. And
where's here?
I think it's Albuquerque, within the Albuquerque city limit.
All right, we're built. So you're calling in about a roundabout being built in Albuquerque? All right.
I think you have to be from Massachusetts to really understand how a roundabout works.
There's a lot of them there.
like, you can't drive anywhere without. It's New Hampshire, too, they're all over the place, too. But yeah. Massachusetts, like, I think it's the rule that every town has to have at least 50 or something. I have no idea.
The big trucks, how do they get around some of these really tight roundabouts?
I have a friend, actually, right here in Keene. He comes through with a cattle hauler, and he tore the tires up on it 2 winters ago because his truck is so, it's a big truck that he has to go off the curb. And
they weren't plowed.
His tires open. It was snow. There was like some car parts in the snowbank that he had to run over. Obviously, couldn't see. But yeah, they're getting torn up and having to rebuild them all the time. They kind of actually the new ones that are small for they're designed for Priuses. You know, the problem is there isn't only Priuses on the road.
Right.
So the big ones, the old ones, held up pretty well, but they want to put, like, more gardening space. They want to give contracts to local contractors.
Statue of a local politician.
Right, put wood chips down and do a bunch of maintenance.
Sarah?
here, they were fighting back and forth for about 7 years. There was a lot of people that was opposed to it. So it was a lot of fighting. And people just like to just stop and just whip through the intersection. They felt like the regular intersections are faster. And then roundabout is like, they slow you down way like half a mile.
I don't think so.
You know, actually, if you understand the fluidity of automobile traffic, roundabouts work fabulous.
Yeah, they're really great. If you're talking about just cars going through them, they're kind of rough on trucks. And, you know, as you know, Sarah, I'm a big fan of truckers. I believe they keep America moving. Everything we've got here in this country, we've got because some trucker brought it to us.
Yeah, so they were fighting, but they had like 34 accidents in 3 years, so they have to put one in. But, you know, with people like always squeezing that yellow light.
You said 34 accidents in 3 years?
Yeah, the light is turning red, and then they always gun it at 60 miles an hour, and it always ends up in high-impact collisions. You know what I mean?
It sounds like people don't know how to use red lights. But, yeah, I mean, it's not like roundabouts don't have accidents, too.
All they gotta do is get stuck in the middle of a water fountain, usually, you know, or a garden or something. I mean, they do have accidents, but like I'm talking about the high impacts. They're gunning in like it's the yellow.
Well, I don't know about the high impacts. I don't know how. I wouldn't be able to speak to it. I've heard that once people get used to them, that roundabouts are better, but it takes a little bit. There's a little bit of a learning curve, especially if you're in a place that isn't used to them. So I don't know if they're the answer to everything, but they're an answer to some things. Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number is 855-450-3733. Now, Silver Dave, you were going to tell me about some of the things that you experienced when you were in the military as a Green Beret that was sort of, we called spandex. I'm not even sure what that means.
Yeah, so spandex. I love to talk about this. So some people who are in the military might have heard the term spandex. It's actually a slang term. It means spending exercise. It's not an official term.
I get it.
So at the end of the year, this is a real thing. This is probably going to blow your mind, and you might think that can't be possible, but it really is, and that's what's the most amazing about it. At the end of the year, all the different military units have to order their ammunition, their bullets, and their rockets, whatever stuff. And so whatever they have left in their arsenal is, you know, subtracted. And so if they don't spend as much money, for example, then the following year their new budget is created based on how much they spent.
Right.
So at the end of the year, you know, all the different units start setting up an exercise to send everyone out to the field to go and shoot the rest of the bullets and fire all the stuff. Well, I was in a special forces unit. And
you already
leaving,
shoot a lot of bullets.
And we had a lot of stuff. I mean, we had a lot of rocket launchers. We had a lot of explosives. We had a lot of bullets of all different types of things, explosive tip. 50 cal bullets that cost a lot of money each. Anyway, so like one of my last missions before I got out was this massive spending exercise where we literally had to go and just get rid of so much stuff. And I was 18 Charlie, which is a special forces engineer.
Okay.
So my specialty was demolition and explosives. And so they sent me out with literally a truck with 35,000 pounds of explosive rockets and C4 and dynamite and all different TNT, and they sent me out with like, you know, six assistants that were just, you know, kind of our support guys, and they were like, all right, you guys are gonna rig all this stuff, you just got to make it all go away, we have 3 days. And it's like literally, and they split up all the different units. Some guys went to the shooting range anyway, and so like the mission was to get rid of as much stuff as possible. Well, this is incredible to me. I mean, we're talking about like, I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of stuff.
Sure.
Well, so at the rifle range.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, so get this, right? So here's this rifle range where, you know, everyone's got their
is this in Afghanistan?
M4s. No. This is stateside.
Okay.
Because the spandex isn't necessarily going to happen. Yeah. So here, this is actually in Yakima, which is in
Washington.
Yakima, Washington. Yeah. Yakima Training Center. Anyway, so. So they sent everyone out there, and so I finished the demolition, and like we literally, like they had a limit to how much you could blow up at a time. And so there was an 80-pound shot limit, which meant you could only detonate 80 pounds worth of net explosive weight at any given time. but you could link things up so that it would be like boom, 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 boom. But as long as each boom was less than 80 pounds, and they'd call you on the radio and they'd be like, Dave, they wouldn't say Dave, but, you know, range number 65, that sounded like a lot more than 80 pounds. Oh, no, no, it was. But it took so much work to rig up all these separate charges,
right,
but to get rid of all this stuff.
That's how
we had to
be done.
Get rid of as much as possible. Well, so what's funny about this is that at the rifle, I finished, and so I go to the rifle range, and, you know, you get these 10 special forces guys. Well, we were really creative about solving problems. Well, they had literally like 550,000, you know, 223 bullets to shoot, and you couldn't load these things in the magazines fast enough. Like, everyone's thumbs are tired, get speed loaders. You couldn't do enough of this. So these guys had this bright idea. There's this regular army unit, like, right down the road, and they go over to the commander, and they're like, hey, your guys ever shoot full auto before? Because a lot of people don't know, but the conventional army rifles are not full auto. They have a three-round burst. Yeah. So the special forces mod comes with full auto. So they're like, oh, well, you want to send your guys over? They could shoot full auto. And the commanders are like, oh, that sounds great. Well, so they get these guys lined up, right? But first, before you get to shoot your full auto, you had to load mags. So you got a line of 200 regular Army privates loading mags as fast as they can.
For the special forces guys.
No. So that they could then get in line and to take turns. They could stand there and put the rifle on their shoulder and shoot standing up full auto on a 6-inch dot. And shoot all 30 rounds, and they're like, yeah. Meanwhile, like, the idea was that now we get, you know, hundreds of guys loading mags, because they had to shoot so many that it was just like, we couldn't
the
waste
the only way you could do it
enough.
Is to create a production line for fully automatic firing. Now, to think about this, this is just some infantry guys, and all they can do is make, you know, a few inexpensive things, relatively speaking, from a military standpoint, go kaboom. But then you start talking about the Navy guys, and them firing off all the rounds out of those giant cannons. I've heard stories of the guy, the Seabees, just dumping tools off the side of boats, because they had to have, you know, needed to buy new ones next time. I mean,
this is totally real. This is totally
Snap-on
real.
Snap-on tools just over the side of the boat.
Yeah, Snap-on contract. Got to satisfy that one.
855-450-3733. I mean, not to besmirch the military or anything, but this is what we're so excited about. This is why we get the tears in our eyes, the flag plays, the song plays. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Come on, it's Mark with you. And Dave.
And Jay.
Jay, you're gonna we're all going to Fork Fest here in June, and I know you're gonna do some kind of welding and forging work.
Well, do you want to forge your own bottle opener? Forge a steel coat hook, maybe. Weld up some functional horseshoe art. Want your kids to do some forge work and make something that'll last them a lifetime? I have one really good. Like 6-7 year old kids project.
Yeah,
it's simple. It's easy.
Is this the hanger for plants?
Actually, it's a little simpler than what Jack made. And
my son went to man camp at Jay's house, and his mother is really excited about what he made for her.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He made a hanging. He made a hanging plant. Holder.
Yep.
And that was out of a 7/16 square stock, which is a little thick. I got another one. It's a simple hook. I've been having 6 and 7 year olds make them. They can almost do it without their parents' help. Like and there's some 6 year olds are like really with it, and some aren't. Just they just what I've noticed is
it's that time.
About yeah. 8 or 9 different kids have made these simple hooks. But anyways. You can do this. Your kid can do this. We're gonna have all kinds of projects at Fork Fest. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th until June 18th for Fork Fest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Fork Fest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have.
Like J.S.
And Silver David. He can tell you a little bit about his in a minute here. If you're planning on an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with others, other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website
at ForkFest.party. Dave, what are you doing?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. So I'm going to be teaching a class. I call it Escape from Capture.
Okay.
And it's a really unique class. We're going to talk about, basically, I teach some basic escape strategy. We're also going to teach you how to pick your handcuffs while you're wearing them.
Oh, my.
And so you'll get to leave with a pair of handcuffs that you'll be able to keep so you can practice at home and stay okay. fast and sharp. And basically, the concept of this class is we can make a much harder target out of you, but that can be our little secret. And so essentially we teach how to make some improvised weapons, how to defend yourself without a weapon, some escape strategy, and like I said, pick handcuffs. Should be really great.
You never know when somebody's going to, I mean, kidnappings happen, right?
Especially
state-sponsored. Yeah.
If the state don't like you. And your thing you're doing is called Practical Application of Force, correct?
Yeah, so Escape from Capture is actually an offshoot from my martial arts program, which I call Practical Application of Force. And you can check out practicalapplicationofforce.com, where basically I offer an array of different gunfighter training as well as martial arts, Escape from Capture, as we just talked about, Ladies Defense Night, and some other exciting workshops. Ultimately, Practical Application of Force is the only true martial art that I know, as it truly is art of war, art of Mars, not necessarily sport fighting.
Right. So start at Forkfest Party, and what was your site?
So I'm at site number 29.
No, the website.
Oh, practicalapplicationofforce.com.
Let's go to Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
The city board of aldermen of the city of Nashua, New Hampshire, was considering a measure that would have raised the minimum age for buying cigarettes and e-cigarettes and the like from 18 to 21. My son and I spoke against it at a board of aldermen meeting, and it was referred back to the committee with amendments. I spoke against it at the committee meeting, and then when it went to a Board of Aldermen vote yesterday, it was defeated by one vote, one alderman more. So it was 6 in favor and 7 against. Yeah. So, you know, if my comments were influential on any one of those 7 that voted against it, then, you know, it made a difference. I don't know. There's no way to really know.
No way to know for sure.
People make, but, like I say, I raised the issue that, it's very easy for politicians, because of the custom of being respectful when addressing politicians, they can be unaware, they can indulge in being unaware of the hostility that they incite by inflicting nanny state restrictions on persons who don't consent to them. And also, you know, these people, they're old enough to go into the service, but they're also old enough not to. And I raise that, you know, like, why should they sign up to protect your life and your property when you wouldn't even vote to protect their right to liberty? And what if a natural disaster strikes Nashua like happened in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina? People were suffering and dying waiting for the National Guard to rescue them. What if some of you should happen to find yourself suffering and perishing for want of National Guardsmen as a consequence of the hostility that you maliciously incite by committing this hate crime? It would serve you right. That was the approach that I used. I don't know.
Often don't think about what would serve them right or anything like that. I mean, for me, when I think about, not that I'm looking for anybody to go out and start smoking tobacco. I mean, it seems like a bad choice that one could make.
Oh, yeah.
However, if you're going to tell somebody that they can, they can serve in the military. Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. If you're going to tell somebody that they can serve in the military and can die for the United States government, then, it seems like they should be able to smoke a cigarette in that amount of time.
My problem with all of this is how many aldermen are there? He said that there was a vote of 7. So is there the 13 aldermen? He said 7 to 6.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe there's 7 aldermen or 1 of the 7. But anyways, there's a handful of these people that are essentially going to, rule the, the inhabitants of
they decide.
Any given jurisdiction. How many people are in Nashua? I don't know, 60,000 or something, or 80,000. I don't know the numbers, but there's a lot, there. And it would be actually be anybody, I guess, if you ban, would they ban the sale of cigarettes or the use of cigarettes?
Yeah, that's the idea. The sale and use of cigarettes by anybody under the age of 21.
So, and that would make kids smoke even more.
It might.
I mean, I think they know that. I think that's why they teach. See, that's why they teach in health class, they teach you not to do drugs, because they know rebellious teenagers will then do drugs. And since they own the drug market, for anyone who's been in Afghanistan, it's covered in drugs and soldiers. What a weird coincidence.
They couldn't hide the drugs from all the soldiers in Afghanistan?
No, that'd be pretty hard, because the whole country's covered in both.
Did they have these, you were just talking in the last segment about these spending exercises, where basically every division of the military just goes out and tries to use up armaments and just waste as much money as they can right before the end of the fiscal year. Did they have those spending exercises in Afghanistan?
Well, so the Spendex would usually be a stateside thing.
Yeah, it makes sense, because you don't want to, I mean, it costs a lot more. A bullet that's in Afghanistan costs a lot more than a bullet that's in Ohio.
Right, right. So the Spendex is a stateside thing, but they do cycle through stuff in different combat zones, too, or different theaters. But the thing I wanted to mention about this Spendex, I want to point out, this is really important here. So, you know, you got guys out there just literally shooting as many bullets as possible. You got to realize there's no training going on out of that. So you have all these bullets, right? And you could
be practicing. I was kind of curious about that.
Yeah.
That doesn't qualify as any kind of training. Why not?
Yeah, like you could be practicing where you're going to use these bullets to practice your marksmanship. You practice your skills, and you would shoot very few bullets. In this case, the goal, there's no training being achieved. It's literally they've got to shoot all the bullets and waste them, because otherwise they won't get as much of a budget the next year, because they'll say, look, you got all those bullets left over. And so all the commanders, they literally, it's everyone's instructed to do it. They cycle everything through. And so this is, you know, can you imagine, I was in a unit, and the unit I was in, that Spendex, I can't imagine maybe $30, $40 million worth of stuff that we use, rocket launchers, every kind of thing. Now imagine every single unit in the entire Army is doing that every year. And start doing the math on that. Yeah, it's incredible.
If you're talking about an infantry division, they can shoot, you know, however many bullets they shoot. But when you're talking about the guys that run the tanks, the guys that run, you know, like all kinds of
really
divisions.
Expensive bullets.
Right. I don't even know what the guys that do the sort of the Minutemen missile silos, what are they shooting off? I don't even have any idea.
They shoot all that stuff, and they shoot them. And, you know, it's like the more money that, but you got to realize, the more money the government wastes, the more money that these guys can steal.
That's
because
why they're
they
got to
pump it through the, they can siphon some of it out, but they got to flow it fast as possible through the pipes, since they're just like siphoning some off the side.
Do you have any stories of the, when you were in the military, of, you know, these spending exercises? The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.